tweeting in church, Facebooking in class, texting in a public restroom. All of these activities are possible with a smartphone, but are they socially appropriate? What are the rules of smartphone etiquette?
The key is how you choose to use it. It has an off switch, it has a vibrate or a silent. You can check voicemail later. You can choose how to use this technology, and I think that is a very important key to getting it right.
Anna Post is author and spokesperson for the Emily Post Institute, an organization that specializes in etiquette training. She says there are a few widely accepted taboos surrounding smartphone behavior, but that some standard of etiquette is developing.
I think, for example, of a local pharmacy where in the very beginning there were no signs about cell phone usage at the counter. And over the months, as I went in to pick up prescriptions each month, I noticed that the sign got more and more severe. You know, please consider not using your cell phone. Please don't use your cell phone. No cell phones. Absolutely no cell phones at any time. And the fact that we're doing this naturally and starting to self-police tells me that it's something that, while unspoken, people are aware, and that's the key part.
Post says the primary barrier to smartphone etiquette is time.
When the technology almost changes before the society can adapt, it can be confusing for people. You know, because we don't want to be offensive to others, but we have to be using the technology to even start to figure out what's offensive.
Difference in age plays another role. What's offensive for one generation may be the norm for another.
And it's just so funny sometimes the difference in mentality between generations. To me, I might be a little annoyed if my boyfriend took a call at the table, whereas for a younger generation, this is a very normal action. It's considerate to answer the phone because it might be important, and to me, that's just a fascinating distinction.
But Post says some situations are not open for debate.
Something like 87% of people think that it's wrong to be using a mobile device at a religious service. And I agree completely with that. This is a very solemn occasion. This is a very serious, important, respectful moment for the people who are participating in it, and it's just not appropriate to the occasion.
And what about the restroom?
You know, it's really funny because I would have said that using them in a public restroom is absolutely taboo, and yet when Intel did their survey, they found that 75% of people thought that that was actually okay to use a cell phone in a public restroom. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm in a public restroom and someone's on a cell phone, it's like they brought a stranger into the room with them, and, you know, not very comforting feeling.
Genevieve Bell is a cultural anthropologist who studies technology. She's also director of Intel's User Experience Group, which recently conducted a survey on smartphone etiquette. Among more than 2,000 adults surveyed, 80% believe there are unspoken rules surrounding smartphone use.
These devices are not just toys or work objects, but they're starting to fall into our daily lives.
Bell says sorting out what these unspoken rules are has always been a challenge with new technology.
I remember as a kid, my family and the families of all of my friends still working out how to manage television in their households. So did you turn it off when guests come over? How far away should you sit from it? And I think it took 20 years for those things to really settle out.
Marketing professor Joel Poor at the University of Missouri hopes etiquette surrounding smartphone use in the classroom develops at a quicker pace. In the last 2 years, he's noticed a great increase among students texting and playing games on their smartphones when they should be paying attention to him.
We live in a very fast-paced world, but I'm quite confident that these students who feel compelled to text during class aren't doing so to save the life of a family member. There's no real urgent need, so I think in terms of etiquette, they should keep their devices off.
When Poor does try to call students out on their distracting behavior, it doesn't always go as planned.
I remember one time, a girl in the third row, and we were just starting class, and she was talking on the phone. So I took her phone from her, and I said, hey man, you know, your girlfriend isn't yours anymore. She's mine, so you can forget it. And it turned out it was her father. And I was so embarrassed.
I visited one of Poor's 420 student lectures and immediately noticed the sea of smartphones glowing from the back.
see my thing on Facebook and check the news, play games. I have Scrabble on my phone, so sometimes I play Scrabble during class.
I look at, like, texts from last night or Facebook or what the weather is going to be this week.
They have TAs now watching the back, and they watch every student pretty closely. Unless you're in a corner away from everything, you're probably going to be seen with it.
Nobody has actually been called out in any of my classes. There's stuff in the syllabus about not being on your phone, but I don't think anybody pays attention to that.
Poor says professors are trying to embrace new technology in the classroom, but that the terrain is unfamiliar.
There are professors who want to use texting, who want to use podcasting and everything we have available, yet we don't know whether these are effective methods for communication and teaching.
By the time professors, students, and anthropologists do determine what constitutes proper smartphone etiquette, chances are they'll be learning the ropes of whatever replaces it. For Discovery News Tech, this is Brian Pellett.